name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, and follow the progression of the gospel. You'll notice that in the beginning of the gospel, we have the baptism of Jesus. We've been singing that. We're in the season of the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. And it's after John baptizes Jesus, and in that baptism he identifies with us, becomes one officially with us by that baptism, and takes upon himself the sinner's baptism. After that, it's really significant that it's immediately after his baptism, when he officially identifies with us, says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow the will of the Father and redeem humanity. It's right after he officially identifies with us that he's tempted. He's tempted by the devil. It says at the beginning of chapter 4, after he was baptized, it says that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. We've been singing that and rejoicing in that. That it says he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and tempted by the devil. And then after that temptation, we come to the passage that we read this morning. And it says, when Jesus heard that John had been put into prison, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum. Now Capernaum is going to be his home base in Galilee, where he does most of his ministry. It says in Capernaum is where he dwelt, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, by the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. What happened at the very beginning of creation? What is the first work that God did in creating the world? How did life come into the world? I'm going to read just a couple of verses. The very first verses of Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God made heaven and earth. The earth was invisible and unfinished, and darkness was over the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. Let there be light. The first work of God's creation. And there was light, and God saw the light. It was good, and he divided the light from the darkness and called the light day, darkness night. There is evening, morning, day one. There is no life without light. When we were in school, even back in the day when I was in school, we knew about photosynthesis. There has to be light. And when light shines over the waters, and there's carbon dioxide in the air, produce life. The plants transform that light into food, and we have life. What happens when we turn away from the light? What happened when the devil tempted Adam and Eve? We saw how the devil tempted Jesus. What happened when the devil tempted Adam and Eve? They turned. Jesus preached the gospel of turning, repentance, turn around. Adam and Eve were going in the right direction, and they turned when the devil came. And the world was plunged into darkness and death. hatred, getting even, fighting, killing, and death. These are the things that belong to darkness. You will not find them in God and His kingdom. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. Jesus came, and He is acclaimed and worshipped as the light. Light has always been closely associated with God and His revelations to this world. One time I thought it was Moses, remember, at the burning bush, the light of that bush, couldn't believe it. And God said, take the shoes off your feet, because the ground you're standing on is holy. You're standing before God, before Christ Himself, the light of that bush. Wherever God reveals Himself, there is light. We saw that in the first work of His creation, it was light that began the good work of life in the world. Then Jesus came. The prophet said, not only here, you know, that those who are dwelling in darkness shall see a great light, but that same prophet Isaiah said in chapter 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And listen to this. And nations shall come to your light, kings, to the brightness of your rising. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. They followed the light, and where did that light lead them? To the light of the world, Jesus. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The three kings of Orient came to worship Christ, the light of the world, following that star. What did Simon say, the aged prophet? 40 days after Jesus was born, he was brought to the temple. And that's one of the great feasts that we celebrate in Orthodoxy. We will be celebrating it soon. Mary and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple. And what did Simon, the aged prophet, say? Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And again he said, I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Where do we experience that darkness the most? Where does the light become extinguished? The light of life is extinguished at death. When we go to a funeral, you see a corpse. You see what remains from someone who was alive in that body. But that body is now dead. Why? Because the light of life has been extinguished, and that happens in death. But Jesus comes to renew His creation and bring new life. You know, whenever we light a candle, we are symbolizing the fact that Christ is the light of the world. We have candles in our baptism, which symbolize our union with Christ. We have candles at weddings. But my favorite candle is the Pascha candle. The Pascha candle. I love it. You don't have to be a priest to love this, but I especially love it as a priest when I can come out with a Pascha candle. And I can say, come receive ye the light from the by now. of Isaiah, you who walked in darkness, you who are experiencing death, the light will come and he will shine. And Christ is the light who has given us the victory over all of darkness, and especially the darkness that leads to no light at all, which is death. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." I would like to close with a little story that comes from J.B. Phillips, who wrote a charming little fable. And it's entitled The Visited Planet. It's a story of a veteran angel and a little angel. And the veteran angel is taking that little angel on a tour throughout all the galaxies of the universe. And he comes then during this tour of the universe, and he explains that there's this little planet which the junior angel had heard about. But the junior angel looks at that little planet and he says, "Boy, it looks more like a dirty little tennis ball. Is that the visited planet that we've heard about?" And the senior angel says, "Yes." He says, "I want you to watch something." And with great skill, he turned back time to the point where Jesus was born. And he said, "Watch." And then all of a sudden there was this bright flash of light at the nativity of Christ. And the little angel says, "Was that when the planet was visited?" And the senior angel says, "Yes. That's when the Son of Glory, our Prince, became man." Quickly the light dimmed, and in a short time the whole thing was black. "What happened?" the little angel said. And the older angel replied, "They did not understand. They refused him, and they killed him." But he said, "Watch. Watch out very carefully." And suddenly there was this great flash of lightning so bright that it almost blinded that little angel. He said, "What was that?" And the senior angel said, "That was when the Son of Glory rose from the dead, triumphant over death and hell." He said, "Now he has ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father in glory." Then the senior angel paused a moment and continued. He said, "Now I want you to watch carefully again, little angel, and you'll see something else that's really quite interesting." And there was another flash of light. And the older angel said, "That was the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost." And then he said, "Look." And sure enough, he saw little lights start to appear all over that little ball. And he said, "That is what happens when the followers of Jesus go throughout that planet and they share the good news of Jesus, the Lord and Savior. And whenever someone accepts our Prince as their Lord and Savior, a light comes on." And then the little angel said, "Well, will all the lights join together? When will it become one light? One big light in that whole planet?" And the older angel said, "You know, that's within the Father's pleasure and his good will and his knowledge, and he's the only one who knows. But one day when our Prince returns to that planet, then all will be new and all be light and light." Thank God for Jesus, who said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." The Apostle Paul said, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.